Newmarket Today welcomes your letters to the editor at deborah@newmarkettoday.ca. Please include your daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. Re. Newmarket Women's Shelter Holding Drive for Needed Items, October 13, 2022. I write this feeling extremely disappointed and a bit shocked after delivering donations, or attempting to, after reading your article explaining the great need for numerous items for the women who seek shelter at Belinda's Place. The article stated it was a huge drive and donations were to be dropped off at Belinda's Place Women's Shelter from October 18 to 20. I was very eager to respond to this drive. I happily spent a week buying and gathering blankets, PJs, mitts, scarves, knapsacks, etc. for this much-needed drive. I arrived Thursday at 10:45 a.m. with 6 extra-large clear bags with detailed information regarding the donations on each bag. I spent hours gathering items to meet the needs as described by Belinda's Place. No one was at the door to meet visitors, so I called and the person I spoke with did not appear to even know what I was talking about and went on to explain you have to call ahead and make an appointment to drop off donations, and that all staff were at that time in a regularly scheduled staff meeting, so no one was available to assist me with my donations. What? The organizers did not say appointment were required for this drive event. Very dismissive, rude and unknowledgeable staff, to say the least. A janitor finally helped us unload our donations. I was not expecting a parade, but someone to at least acknowledge my existence would have been appreciated. I drove down from Beaverton hoping I was doing a good, helpful deed. Belinda's Place seems disorganized and disinterested. Unbelievable. I will not be donating to this shelter again. Karen K. Anderson, Beaverton.